Disclaimer, I am aware that the last man on the bench can clean my clock. So any athletes that might happen to hear some feedback, you probably won't hear it, but I'm just saying if you do and you don't like what I gotta say, I understand where I'm at in this world. I'm just a fan who likes to talk shit. So please don't be mad.
Hey, you know what was crazy about that? I was thinking about the episode before we started. I was like, we should probably put a disclaimer in here and say, hey, listen, we understand that these are probably the greatest players ever in the NBA, NFL, whatever, and they probably will give us work. Even though I have the confidence that I think I could hang with the 13th or 14th man on the bench. That's just my ego talking. I probably can't. But we just having conversations as fans, as participants, former participants. I did get to, I play AAU basketball, I play high school basketball. I was not the best. I did try out for a college team, but I didn't make it. So that's cool. I can say that, right? And I've played with some college basketball players. I've played against some folks that went to the pros. So I'm not saying I did anything with that, but I did. But just a disclaimer, just
Say
the just,
we here.
yeah.
But anyway, so man, welcome to the Super Sofa Sports Show. You know what I'm saying? The Super Sofa Bros. I like
Yeah.
this idea, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I like sports. I like to talk about sports. I like to think that I like to put theory to how you do in school where you put theory to practice where you be trying to analyze your fantasy team, like, man. I think he's gonna do this versus this defense. Sometimes it happens. You be like, hey, say, pat on the back. Or sometimes
Fantasy will make you feel like that for real, though. And
Yep.
especially if you're doing bets too, then it makes it a whole different story.
Or sometimes your bench is killing your starting lineup. It's like
Speaking of bench, oh man. Yeah, but go ahead.
that. Let's start. You know what, man? I ain't gonna lie. I gotta know what's up with this in season tournament. Like you tried to break it down for me last night. I get it. I just don't understand like why. Like what's the point?
I think it's because they felt like they want to get more fan engagement and player engagement. And I think it stemmed around all about that the load management thing, right? You know what I'm saying? And then they made the policy around like you got to be play 65 games to be considered for like what all NBA or MVP or some other stuff. So I think that it fall around those lines, and then also like just trying to make the game, what can we do to make it more interesting and continue to boost our ratings? Even though Adam Silver said the ratings has been there, they are through the roof, they said. So
Right.
I don't know, I think I saw something that he did say that he felt like due to the streaming, that he felt like it was harder for younger fans to find the games due to the streaming, but I'm not solely concerned sure on that because the ratings has been there. So I don't
Right.
know. But
And how
at
does
the same
streaming make it
time, you
harder
also
to find games?
huh?
Like, I would think streaming makes it easier to find games.
I would too. But I guess back in the day, right? We know dating ourselves. Back in the day when you just had cable or a few channels, you know where basketball's playing,
Right.
ABC, NBC, TNT, right? And that was it. Now it's like YouTube or ESPN or depending on where you're at, you're gonna watch this game, you know what I'm saying? So
Right.
yeah, I'm guessing. I'm guessing,
Right.
that's what my hypothesis
Right. And
is.
does it affect like the number of games played? Or is it just like some games are marked as like tournament games? So you still got 82 games, but out of the 82, five is going to be in season tournament ranking or something like that. And then.
Yeah, so I think it's still regular season, but like those five, six, seven, eight, 10 games are in season tournament games.
So it's like kind of like World Cup where like it's a point system. And then like, so I guess the winner is rewarded with an extra game. That fucking sucks.
I think it's more about, I think they get a trophy and some money. That's what I saw. You know what I'm saying? Then one of the players was like, I think Halliburton said, and that they, like, somebody, whoever wins the joint should, like, get an automatic playoff bid. And
I mean,
cool, you know.
But I mean, I like that idea. I guess if you like trash and you happen to win the tournament, you know what I'm saying? I guess you can, like, you can cash that in, be like, hey, I know he was 12, but let me go ahead and get that
golden ticket.
Right, let me get that seven seed off you real quick, you know? Okay. Yeah. I feel that. All right.
I didn't realize it was gonna be this early. Like the five, like, you know, it's within like the first week of
weeks
of the season. I didn't think it was gonna be that early. I thought it was gonna be later.
But when you think about it though, like if it's like in December, it's November. So you know what I'm saying? So like you gotta, you know.
That's true.
You gotta start. But I thought it was gonna be like over a weekend and not like, so I just didn't know what to expect. I, you know, some of these courts, I do like the Blazers court. I'm not gonna lie to you. It is it's red, so it's like not so, you know what I'm saying? So like it's kinda, so it's like subtle a little bit, like it's kinda normal, you know.
I didn't see our court.
Like I watched a little bit of OKC game last night, and that court looked like just nasty.
Some of them, bro, it's just too much color. Like,
right?
I don't mind the color. Like, who was watching the Knicks in Milwaukee, right? And actually, I probably would have liked if they did the green versus the turquoise, the blue. But I guess it went with their jerseys that they was wearing. They was wearing alternative jerseys, you know. So I mean, theirs was like still wooden court, and you know, on the outside, and then in the middle, it was that blue color that they had on their jerseys. So it wasn't as bad. But then you can see the Knicks walking by, and you can see the color reflecting off the jersey.
It was right. Like, it's nasty.
Then I was looking, and I was like, oh my god, this the Bulls court is all red. Did we have to really do that? We didn't have to do all that, did we?
Man, I gotta represent.
Yeah. Yeah. I was telling people too, they doing the marketing piece now where on the streaming, they're taking overlays and putting it on the court. So if you see Kim Kardashian Skims label,
oh yeah,
that's a digital logo. And I was like, yo, that's crazy.
I didn't mean that. During that
pandemic too, but
yeah. I know I was seeing local stuff. I was like, how is that local? I was like, how is that brand in Orlando? Then I was like, you know, then they walk over and you can see like, oh, that's a digital overlay. I was like, how is Les Schwab? You know, that's a tire place here. I was like, what is this? So how did they do that?
It was like, I need to get the tires in, boy.
I mean, how did Les Schwab get to Orlando? I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. So what do you think about the NBA so far? Was the game six or seven for some people? I see Memphis is 0-6, thanks to the Blazers giving them that L last night. You know what I'm saying?
Memphis misses Ja.
But last night I looked at the teller tape, and I mean, Bane was killing. He had like 33. Jaren Jackson Jr. had 30. He had like six threes. He was getting wet. On paper they was hooping, but
Ja brings a different element, bro.
You right about that. And like, you know, because Bane was, he had 33, but he also like shot like 22 times, which I mean, of course, you know what I'm saying, that's not terrible, but that's just like a lot of shots to put up, like, because it looked crazy, like 13 for 22. I was like, damn, he was hooping. But
who else gonna shoot?
That's right. You know
who else gonna shoot? I think it's been, I don't know, man, you know, it's been interesting, man. It's been I would say it's a lot more competitive. It's been a little bit more competitive last couple of games I've seen this year, you know, starting the year off, which it typically starts like that anyway. But there's been some good games. It's been some stuff where I'm looking at, like, I'm looking at like the team sometimes look a little bit off, like, you know, balance wise, roster wise. And it's just like, okay, does this actual five fit, or y'all just put these people together? And I'll talk about that later, about the Lakers. But, you know, other than that, though, it's been some pretty good games. But, you know, it's weird as you are aging with the NBA.
Right.
And you've seen that, like, some of the new guys I don't know, and all the older guys are like 15 years plus. I'm like, man, we about to transition, really.
Oh, that's facts.
So that's been interesting to watch the newcomers and stuff like that, and how the game is evolving.
Right. Is there any newcomers that catch your eye?
I'm really liking the OKC team. I'm really liking them. They look good. Wemby, of course. Even though I'm not super hype and sold on Wemby, he's great, but I still think he has a lot of development to go to. Who else? Those are the two teams that stood out, because OKC, I really like what they're doing with OKC. I think they're gonna be a force, and that's about it. That's about it right now for what I've been able to watch.
Right.
With the limited time. So
right. Man, Wemby and Chet are like NBA 2K my players. It's like those are the people that when you made my players, you want like a 7'4" dude that can dribble, steal, shoot threes, dunk. You know what I'm saying? Do everything, block, you know, and I feel like when I watch Wemby play, it looks like that. Now, of course, it's the NBA, so, like, he's not going to be invincible, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I've seen, people still score, you know what I'm saying? People still get their shit off. But, you know, that 38 he had looked unreal. I watched a little bit of Chet last night, and you know what? You want to say a person like Chet's not going to work, right? You want to say, like, man, he's too frail, he's too skinny, but it's looking pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's looking good. Like, it's looking like he's just a hooper. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just fundamentally is different. I seen he got a steal last night, brought it up the court. You know what I'm saying? Went in, got fouled. He could hit free throws. I mean, like you said, that OKC team looks real good. You know what I'm saying? And Shai wasn't even playing. So you figure, like, man, I hope he's not riddled with, like, weird injuries. You know what I'm saying? Because I wanted to see him, like, flourish into the player he's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying?
He was just playing.
He didn't play last night. So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, they be having these weird injuries. You know what I'm saying? Where, like, you just kind of, like, lingering stuff that just prevents you from playing, you know, like, kind of like Oladipo, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really wanted him to be the truth, but you just get weird, like, weird stuff be happening. And I hope that'll happen to Shai. I haven't watched a lot of Hoop, you know what I'm saying? I watched the Blazers, but this week's been crazy. But I've been following, like, you know, on social media as much as I can. And it looks like it's an easy Denver repeat.
Yeah.
For me.
I don't know if it's
Mavs easy. I know the Mavs are undefeated, or they were undefeated, but, you know.
They went in last night.
Yeah, and they looked okay from what I've seen, but to me, this looks like Denver. It just looks like Denver. Jokic is just too good of a basketball player to lose ever again.
The Nuggets did give the Mavericks their loss. Yeah.
See, so I'm saying, so it's like, so I mean, of course, it's too early to tell, but you know, from our early, from my early six game analysis, it just looks like Denver. If they can stay healthy, it looks like Denver.
I think. Oh no, I'm a little biased because I want LeBron to win, but Denver, man, they're solid across the board, and Jokic gives Anthony fits a lot, and so hopefully that they can figure out a way to kind of throw somebody else on there. But the West is wide open, man, kind of in a sense. But you got to go through Denver because Denver is the favorites in a sense from last year. It's just, I think matchups, man, matchups is the key. And I feel like that a lot of times, two teams have gotten away from building teams that fit with one another.
And when
you say that, or fit with your superstars, right? And we just putting people together that we think will fit. And I think that's the Lakers' problem, one, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I think that's also other teams' problem, too, where we're not putting the right pieces in place that have the IQ, but also know their role. If you go with the Nuggets, Everybody know their role. Everybody know, and everybody's high IQ, right? If Jokic got it, Jokic is going to, you know, find you, right? If Jamal Murray got it, he's probably not passing. So get out the way or spot up because they might, you know, collapse, right? Everybody knows their role. And I was just thinking about, you know, back and forth, like some of these teams, like LeBron-led teams, things like that. Like, he had places where he had specific roles and high IQ players. I feel like that's fading now, you know, with a lot of teams. Just fading, like, I think it's not a lot of students of the game no more. And that's where I think some of that, oh, we just going to go off the athleticism and talent. And so athleticism and talent just not going to beat no high IQ players, bro. You recognize, you go hooping that Y, and you super, super crazy with the athleticism and talent, but still that old head with all the knee pads and arm pads step on the court, and his whole homies give you work to 12. You know what I'm saying? You trying to figure out how you couldn't beat them. And they ain't did nothing but no crossovers, just fundamental bounce passes and, you know what I'm saying, chest passes and stuff like that. I kept moving. So
hold on. You said student of the game. You think that's what's missing in today's game?
I think as I'm watching
now, explain what a student of the game is. You gave an example with the old man, and I know what you're talking about, but like, just explain what you're trying to say when you say student of the game.
Like, take the game like super serious, like and immerse yourself in the game. Like, you know your history. You know your history. You know you're immersed in the game. You're studying. You're watching film. You are really just all into basketball at that time. Like some of our favorites are, right? Like Kobe, LeBron, Jordan. All these guys are students of the game. I think that we have moved to a place of super athleticism and talent, which is cool. It's great. But we all know Father Time is undefeated. That's going to stop at some point, right? You know what I'm saying? You have to get to a place of understanding the game. And so when I'm watching some of these games, it's just a bunch of up and down, back and forth, drive, dish, shoot the three. Drive, dish, shoot the three. Pull up on the three. And I sound really old, but Denver plays a different game. Like, Denver will run you off the court off of some basic IQ, good basketball IQ games. One of the things I always said, the best basketball game I've ever watched from the NBA was San Antonio against Miami Heat when they were shooting, I think, 60-70% from the field in the finals. And it was such high level basketball, right? It was beautiful to watch. Like, even though it was beat Miami, but it was like amazing basketball. You know what I'm saying? And that comes from being students of the game, high IQ players. And so I think sometimes the IQ isn't there. You can build your IQ, but you got to study. If you're not studying, or if you don't immerse yourself into that, then you're just going to go off athleticism and raw talent. And we know that a lot of times athleticism and raw talent doesn't translate.
Mm-hmm.
So did that clarify it more?
Yeah. Okay. I get what you're saying. Like how people like,
I mean, so Kobe, anybody's listening that doesn't understand it, go back and watch the finals. Not the Denver one, but you can watch the Denver is a great IQ basketball team. They just got it together, right? But go back and watch the San Antonio and Miami Heat finals when San Antonio beat them that last year before LeBron left. First half, amazing basketball. Like, just like, will make you just want to go work on some stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I think that's missing right now. I think that's missing. Right. Everybody's just athleticism and talent, shoot the three, right? But like, you know, just as much as how old Bron is and he can score 35, the reason he can score 35 at being old as he is, even though he's our age, but in that time, because he knows how to play the game.
Right.
Get to my spots, you know? So, yeah.
Okay. All right. I feel that. So you thinking that the Lakers don't have the IQ? You think they lack the IQ as a team?
I think I think that the IQ isn't as high as it should be. Although I know Darvin Ham is still working on lineups. Some people are injured, so that makes sense, right? But IQ and role are still kind of missing with them.
Okay.
And that's why we keep relying on Bron to take over.
Right.
I'm not saying these players don't know what they're doing. They obviously can play the NBA level. They have some form of high IQ.
Right.
But you're playing with, if you're playing with LeBron and AD, the game should be easy. The game should be easy. It should be nothing forced.
Right.
Offense run through Bron or AD, mainly hopefully AD or let Bron run the point. Bron gonna find you because he's a pass first person. AD is going to either crash the boards or hit the block or whatever. Just find the spots. You know what I'm saying? So I don't. That's my thoughts.
Now, do you think this is just like, you know, I'm just thinking about the Lakers and, you know what I'm saying? Do you think if they had a traditional point guard that they're more primed to win a title?
If we was to get Drew Holiday, it'd be a whole different story.
Well, okay. but not just Drew Holiday. But like, okay, yeah, okay, yeah. So like Drew Holiday, Chris Paul, Rondo.
There's only like three left.
Right. True. 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 You make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look what happened when we had Rondo.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so but you know, I think we probably would have went after Drew if we didn't already get the money to D'Lo. D'Lo is not really a traditional point. This is this whole conversation I have with my homeboys all the time. We go back and forth about this combo situation that non-traditional point guards, I call them combo guards, but they're pretty much just shooting guards, you know, in the point guard position.
Right.
To me, Dame Lillard is a shooting guard. He just plays the point.
Mm-hmm.
Dame Lillard ain't looking for no assists. Dame Lillard is going to shoot your lights out and right. score at will. He is a trained assassin. If you have the trained assassin label, I don't expect you to be playing no point guard or making no passes unless they collapse. That was my beef around James Harden. They kept talking about, down like, oh, well, James Harden needs to go back to, he's now a shooting guard. And I'm like, he's been a shooting guard. He's always right. been a shooting guard. He just so happens to play point and he commands so much attention that he can dip it off. Like there's, right. I've always said that, but everybody, like, oh, he plays point. What's his positionless basketball? Wimby can play point. You know, point guard though.
He might play point at one
point. Yeah, he might play point. LeBron is a point forward, you know, right. but come on, like I just so that like, but you're a traditional point guard, and that I think that's what's suffering for AD, because you got to think too, AD had his best seasons when he had who, Drew Holiday, Rajon Rondo, at New Orleans,
right?
You know,
yeah,
because I'm gonna get you the ball, you know, I'm smaller than you, so I'm not gonna take up as much time in the paint. Him and Bron about the same size. You know what I'm saying? Or and if you go three deep with Rui or Wood or whoever, you got the spacing is off. You know right. what I'm saying? So, but AD, Anthony, I call him AD when he's cooking. The name's Anthony when he's not cooking. Best years, Rondo, Drew Holiday. So.
It's a good point. You're not lying about that. Okay, so the Lakers. What's that? Let me pull up the records. Let me pull up the standings. Let me go ahead. I know the Blazers is 3-3, and we can talk about them if you want to. I'm ready to talk about the Blazers. Whenever you're ready, let me know.
I was a fan of the Blazers with Dame Lillard. I'm a fan of Chauncey Billups. I love Chauncey Billups.
Yeah, but I don't know. But y'all like conflating like player Billups with like coach Billups. And I don't know if I can show that love for Coach Billups.
I mean, it is true. Sometimes the players don't translate into coaching. That's why Michael Jordan can coach. Michael Jordan, great basketball player, arguably of all time. He's not going to be a good coach. And he said it himself. He was like, I wouldn't be a great coach. He's like, because I'll get so pissed off about stuff right. that these players won't do.
Right. He'll just suit up. That's just that's his answer. It's like, himself. Mike,
bring Mike, my you're 60. You're 60. You're in baggy jeans, right?
Right. Bring my shoes. I'm done. So right now, the standings is, as we call it, in the West, Denver, Golden State, Dallas, New Orleans, Los Angeles Lakers, Los Angeles Clippers, Spurs is 7, OKC is 8, Portland is 9, and 10 is Minnesota. Phoenix is 2-3, Sacramento is 2-2, Utah is 2-4. There's really the only surprise is Phoenix. Being 2-3. Well, and I don't know how tough their schedule is right now, so I can't, you know what I'm saying? That's not fair, you know, to think that it's not going to work. But I already said it wasn't going to work, so, you know what I'm saying? It just looks like an NBA 2K type of trade, you know what I'm saying, where you get, you know, you get killers, but you get three of them, and that's all you got. You got three killers. And that's it.
Well, I know Bradley Beal and Booker have been out.
Yes.
And KD just been holding it down. KD's old head now. So he's a trained assassin too. So I still got love for him. I don't know about Phoenix. They're scary on paper. Book is playing lights out. Last time I saw him play, he's nuts, bro. Somebody's gonna have to sacrifice. I think that's going to be Bradley Beal, which I don't think he cares. He's like, I'm gonna just spot up and shoot and do whatever.
He might want that.
Yeah, he might want that. He hasn't had that since John Wall. KD might have to take a backseat to Devin Booker.
You think it's that time, huh?
Good God, Devin Booker looks good, man. Every game I've watched him, nobody can stop him. It's him. It's if he makes a mistake, if he misses a shot, that boy good. Mm. And he's a great car collector as well. So I respect.
Oh, you into him. Yeah, you into that? Yeah.
Yeah, he's good, man. He's good. I mean, KD is KD. Kevin Durant. But just watch whenever Booker gets back, watch the game where Booker is just playing effortless basketball. When it gets to that stage of effortless basketball, that's high IQ work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's high IQ. That's when you know, like, okay, these guys are unstoppable. Steph Curry still plays effortless basketball. In his, what, year or whatever, he's getting old too. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So, right.
But who's their point guard for Sun Phoenix?
Man, let me look at the roster.
I thought it was Cam. I think Cam got traded.
Cam went to the Bucks, but I could be wrong. So I don't know who their point guard is, but KG's leading the team with 4 assists a game.
The sniper.
Let's see. So on paper, they don't have a point guard on paper. Grayson Allen, Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, Damian Lee, Eric Gordon. That's it. That's the guards.
Yeah, that's a problem. But that's a problem. Somebody gotta get the ball to these guys, man. But I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, never count them out with Team KD on it. And then Booker is playing like lights out, so I'm not counting them out. I just don't know. Vogel, though, is not really an offensive coach. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, you're going to have to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Because going out there and hooping ain't always the ticket. I mean, of course, that's how you win. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to do a little more without, I mean, of course, that's without being said. But, I don't know. I've always been skeptical of this team. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah. It's not like it wasn't favorable. I mean, Nurk wasn't. I mean, that was, I guess, no, that wasn't a good pickup. That Portland won that trade, if you ask me.
I mean, but I think Nurk is a good. They don't need no crazy big man like that. They just need the big man to go rebound and clog the paint up.
Well, he ain't gonna do that. So like, so, so you know,
that's your man. Don't do that.
No, that ain't. That ain't my man. Well, I do like Nurk. I'm hating right now, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just, when I saw that trade, the hater in me was like, it ain't gonna work. You know what I'm saying? Like the hater in me, that's just the hater in me though. Like, you know, I'm like, it ain't gonna work. And if it don't work, I look like a genius. And if it do work, of course I'm wrong. Because who am I?
Like a genius. what do you feel about this Portland rebuild? How do you feel right now?
I'm gonna go so now I'm gonna go ahead and break it on down for you because you asked me the right question. So this is the Portland rebuild. Cronin, go watch TV. Cronin was going to get rid of Dame as soon as he got. This is his hindsight 2020 tweaking. As soon as, hold on, let me close the door real quick. Now, as soon as Cronin got the job, this is my thoughts. I'm going to go ahead and do my whole train of thought. Okay. with the Blazers. As soon as Cronin got the job, he knew Dame was done. But you can't say that. I like, as a new GM, I can't come out and say, hey, we're trading everybody. It's career, like, you're done before you start. Because Dame is so beloved here. Still, people still love Dame, right? So,
right.
Can't do that. But you know he's gone. In your mind,
why you say that? Why you say he was gone?
Because he wanted to build the team. And
so you feel like he came into that mindset that he was going.
It's gone. It's all gone. But of course, political. You can't say that I'm trading Dame, right? So
right.
What you do? Well, this is how I see a playoff, right? He didn't do nothing Dame asked him to do. You know, Dame was like, "Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I don't really feel like a total rebuild is in my cards." He said, all right. He said, you know, cool, I got you. Drafts another young point guard. Like, you like, come on, man. We therapists, we know that your actions speak louder than your words. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so you don't trade the pick. You really didn't try to, you know, trade that pick. I don't think you did. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have made some moves. Like, you could have put a cold package together with a number three pick, but you picked Scoot. You know, Scoot your leader. Well, not the leader, but Scoot is the new guard. He's him. And you trade Dame. Of course, you didn't trade him to Miami like Dame wanted to, but I feel like he made him a favor. But I feel like he gave him a better chance trading to Milwaukee. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that, in my opinion, like that's, Miami was never going to work. But I can see why Dame wanted to go to Miami, because Miami is literally is a team of just give me a shot and we're going to make it do what it do. And I think Dame likes that attitude. Like, when they had him sit last year, when Blazers was like three games under 500, instead of going for a spot in the playoffs, he don't like that. You know what I'm saying? Dame's always a person, just let me get a chance. You know what I'm saying? Put me in the play and I'll make it do what it do. You know?
I mean, he fits the Miami Heat culture, though. Like,
right.
He would fit. The only thing is, they would be too small. Well, not they wouldn't be too small, but him and Jimmy Butler would probably work very well and would take some heat off Jimmy if he had went there. But I like the Bucks trade, like you said, because you got Giannis.
Right.
You know? With that, you know, and you ain't gotta be, you know, super on all the time, and neither does Giannis on that. But let me back this up. Cronin came in when did he start?
2 years ago. Chauncey's first year, but the OG got fired like mid-year. So he's been there for about a year and a half.
What is y'all infatuation with drafting or getting these combo guards? Because you had Dame, then y'all had CJ.
Well, that's so but that's two different staff that drafted. Right. That's two different staffs. So
the next staff, but they went and got Simons, and then
so that era is I can't think of the dude's name. Neil Olshey. He drafted Simons, he drafted Dame, he drafted CJ, right? You know, but he also drafted Zach Collins. You know, so he drafted some big men, so but they just never panned out. But we do like a good guard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like a good combo guard. I was just like, it's the same player y'all recycling. The thing about it is that I think that, like, Dame was looking for a running mate that was not that had to be a budding all-star or actual all-star.
Right.
Somebody that he could run with. Right, because you cannot go through the West with y'all lineup. You know what I'm saying? They're too small. You know, and so that is where I think that big wing, Brandon Miller, if y'all had drafted him, but you know what I'm saying? He didn't want to rebuild. So, look, trade the draft pick. Go get somebody, Chris Middleton or, you know, whoever, you know, you wanted to. But I think we talked about different trade scenarios, but yeah. So.
Right. But.
But so I hear you.
But that's what I'm saying. Like. He was gone. Like when I got there, I'm cleaning house, but I can't reveal my cards because I'll be publicly number one. Right.
I look crazy.
So now the rebuild, Shaedon Sharpe is really low key. It's his team, I think. Simons is hurt, so I feel like this is going to be pivotal because he's hurt and Sharp is just going to, you know, elevate. Well, one thing I will say about the Blazer team is that as a team, we shoot too much. Like, we don't take good shots. It's too many threes. We don't have, like, somebody who can drive to the paint. That was supposed to be Scoop, but you know, it's the NBA, and it ain't looking like, you know, his man strength is going to just allow him to go to the paint like that, you know what I'm saying? But you know, our efficiency is bad. We won three games in a row, though, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, kudos to us, you know? But I feel like athletically we can run with the big boys, but looking at the squad, we lacks chemistry, duh. You know, it's a whole new team, lacks chemistry. We got young boys that can run, but we just can't, like I feel like our scoring is just like, if we're hot, we're hot, we're gonna win, but if we're not, we're gonna get blown out. You know what I'm saying? So, but we haven't really been blown out. We got blown out once by the Clippers, but, you know, Orlando was a close game, but it was kind of like, you know, we was getting blown out, then we came back. And so, you know, the new rebuild is, I mean, I'm a Blazers fan. It's like my fifth time on a rebuild, you know what I'm saying? So it's really just kind of, you just buckle up and, you know what I'm saying, you're ready for the ride. It is crazy to think that somebody would trade a player like Dame, because he is like a generational talent, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't get 7-time all-star person on your roster every year, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, unless you're like LA or something like that, like you know, like, you know, one of these, like, you know, teams that people want to go to, right? Like Knicks, you know, Lakers, you know, teams like that. But his contract was fat, you know what I'm saying? And to be a combo guard, you know what I'm saying? That's, you know, like he taking up a lot of cap space. He had, like, you know, he had his team. He really didn't want players traded. You know what I'm saying? He liked Nurk. He liked all these players. You know what I'm saying? We gave Evan Turner a stupid amount of money. We paid Aminu. We was doing like stuff that was like, man, you giving these mid-ass players these like B plus salaries. You know what I'm saying? These players are C-minus players. No disrespect. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so for years, we got to make up for all those bad contracts. You know, all those, like, you know, let's just have Dame be the man and we'll just run behind him. This is the rebuild. And I feel like, you know, Simons is out for about a month and a half, I think 6 weeks. So hopefully he come back. And by the time he comes back, Sharp is better. Ayton is better. Ayton is playing like he's supposed to play. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like he's doing what he's supposed to do. You know, just give us 14 and 14, bro. 14 and 10. Just give us 14 and 10, but like a good 14. You know what I'm saying? Just give us a good 14.
That's all they asked from Ayton and Phoenix. They couldn't give him that.
He was giving them that. But Phoenix was like, Phoenix had different issues. You know what I'm saying? Phoenix, you got a player like Devin Booker, and player like Devin Booker, he's the man. You know what I'm saying? He probably going to have too many opinions. You know what I'm saying? Some people don't like that probably. You know what I'm saying? So, but.
He's the only big man I know that did not thrive with CP3.
I don't know, man. What do you want me to do? He's not there anymore. Chemistry, you know, it wasn't working. But they went to the finals, though. So what do you mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? They went to the finals, so.
Hey, listen. Dame, it was inevitable. Anytime that the rumors start that a player wants out or that he should go, I don't think that's coming from just the media. I think something from the campus is leaking. Because remember how many years we've talked about this, and he kept saying no, 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 no. And
right.
Then it was finally, I want the trade. You know what I'm saying?
right.
He's like, this demand, stop acting like, you know what I'm saying, it was, you didn't want that trade. You know what I'm saying? So I think when the rumors start, that's when he's gone. That person's gone. You know what I'm saying? So we see it all the time in NBA, NFL. So the next person I think is gone is Joel Embiid. I think he's gone. I think he's out here.
I feel like that's fair, because how many years has it been? You know what I'm saying? Even Dame went to the Western Conference Finals once. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And if in Philly, they just can't seem to, you know, get what they need to get over that hump. I mean, they've been a second round exit since he's been there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, what do you think about the comments James Harden made? So he said that he was on a leash in Philly, and that he doesn't work well being part of a system. He is the system.
I did see that. I mean, I've yet to see that.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like I've yet to see that. One thing James Harden is a monster on the court. But as far as like him saying he's a system, like, well, there was that 1 year where he had all those assists. So, I mean, I don't know. It's hard. It's those comments. I think that's just, you know, players having a little bit of, you know, feeling themselves a little bit too much.
Enough, James. Enough. This is your fourth team, dog.
Oh, man.
Enough.
So,
system.
Yeah, it is crazy to think about, you know what I'm saying? But
enough.
He's wilding. He's wilding. Yeah, I like, what's the system? Like, step back three? Like, if that's the system, then I guess you are the system.
Drive, collapse, and throw the lob. Like, that's the system. It's basic offense. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's basic offense.
Does Clippers work? You.
Huh?
Do the Clippers work?
No.
Mm.
Well, let me say that back. Maybe, because if Kawhi and PG can't stay healthy, you still got a chance with Harden and Russ. Maybe.
Okay.
Like, that's the only guiding light I can see. But I don't see how these four ball dominant, maybe three ball dominant players. PG can play off ball. And he's had all-star MVP caliber years with Russ.
Right.
Kawhi needs the ball. And frankly, I want the ball in Kawhi's hand when he's healthy.
Okay.
He's a freaking robot. He's a trained assassin too. Yeah, I don't see how it's gonna work. I don't. Like, outside of Phoenix, which I think might work because Bill probably take the back seat and he wants to take the back seat. I don't think the Clippers needed Harden. They didn't need him. I think Russ is happy there and plays well there, been playing well there, and he get to do what he wants to do, and that's going to get kind of get impeded with Harden.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Harden is this offense. I've never said Harden is the type of point guard or whatever combo guard that's going to get another superstar involved.
Okay.
No. Russ, sure. He's going to get PG involved. He'll probably get Kawhi involved. And I still don't think Russ is a true point guard, combo guard to me. But James, no. James is dribble up top, you know, find the open cutter or, you know, driving dish or throw the lob to whoever's available. You think he's going to get Paul George and Kawhi Leonard involved?
No.
No. So then do you start all four or do somebody comes off the bench, right? I think James ain't come off the bench. Russ might. Russ probably, but Russ has been doing well.
But how do you not start all four? Like how do you not just figure it out?
Chemistry, right? Chemistry. Again, we want the ball in Kawhi's hand. The offense runs through Kawhi and Paul George. That's it. That's what the offense runs. So now you're throwing in another person who thinks the ball and the offense runs through him. No. No, James. No. No. And honestly, I want here's the thing. James should just go back. Let's get back to these OKC days.
Okay.
Let's get back to that. Let's get back to six man off the bench cooking. Cause he could do that.
So you want James Harden to go be a six man?
Yes. Yeah. Didn't we all ask Russell Westbrook, the triple double king and former MVP, to come off the bench?
Yeah.
Okay. Some of these guys got to get, you know, I get it, man. Ego, pride. You think you still got it? You know, da 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 da. But this ain't your team no more, bro. And the best, this is my pops always put it to me. Nobody wants to come off the bench, right? Everybody wants to start. But think about it. 6-7 men off the bench, you playing against the bench.
Right.
First time. You get off. You know what I'm saying? So let me come off 6-7. I'm going to get off.
Okay.
And then that way, James can get off and run the second unit and do his thing. You know what I'm saying? And then he don't have to. You can sit Kawhi. You can sit PG because they got injury history. You can kind of rest them because you got James running. You probably intersect with Russ with that. Let them boys cook. You know what I'm saying? But I don't like it. I don't like it. Somebody got to come off the bench. I don't think you can start all four. Somebody got to come off the bench.
Yeah. And it ain't Russ.
I don't think it's Russ. Russ has proven he can be. He should be starting. He made the team better. He started it when he was holding that team down again when Kawhi and PG got injured. We just going to kick Russ out the way because James is here? What has James showed us from Philly? What has James showed us from Brooklyn? We have not seen the Houston James in since when?
Since Houston.
Since Houston. Since he left Houston. He forced him out of Houston, forced him out of Brooklyn, forced him out of Philly. I don't like James. I love James Harden. I think he's great. I'm not the biggest fan of him. He is a bucket, but I think that ship has sailed, brother. So now you got to change your game around.
Ooh. giving it up right now. I would always start James Harden over Russell Westbrook, though. Just because James Harden, I like his game a little better. Even though it's declined, I like his game better. You know what I'm saying? He's a better shooter.
Absolutely. You're right. But guess this. Guess what? Russell Westbrook's going to give you 110% every game.
So you one of
offense
them.
Offense and defense.
You one of them. Talk about some goddamn effort. Look, man. Effort is cool. But if James, I would take James Harden 80% efficiency over Russell Westbrook's like 110% intensity. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just not saying that you can't play Russell Westbrook, but if he got it, I'd rather him off the bench. Honestly.
Not with this squad. I mean, that's me. This squad.
I'm just saying, if it's between James Harden and Russell Westbrook in the starting lineup, it's hard to me.
It actually don't really matter because I think Russ would be even more inclined to come off the bench. He don't care. He just want the team to win. He figured it out. But I would say James come off the bench and let him run the second unit, and he'll cook, and then you can rest. You can rest him, you know, with that. You know, you can rest, I mean, Kawhi and Paul George more. You know what I'm saying? That not have them have to be on the court as much. I'm taking Russ over James any day of the week because I love Russ. You know, Russ has his ways. You're going to live and die with Russ. But you know what you're going to get every night. You know what I'm saying? And when he on, he on. When he off. But, you know, I think whenever he's playing around a good system, you know, and you know, players that fit his mold and, you know, he can work well with because he needs shooters. Mm-hmm. And he needs wing guys with him that can run the court with him. He plays well. That's the thing in LA. I just didn't think that it worked because his confidence got shot because he wasn't used to that type of, you know, playing. You know what I'm saying? With the players he had around, he had no shooters, right? And then AD would be, you know, Anthony sometimes and just show up when he want to. Then you still have Braun, who's Super Bowl dominant, and so, right. You know, PG will go spot up. PG will, you know, play off of him and stuff like that. So I just don't, you know, I hear you. James is gonna shoot, but then, except we don't know what James is gonna get. Though. That's the thing. That's the only thing. We just never know what James is gonna get. Games we think he's going to show up, he doesn't show up. Games that we didn't think he's going to show up or don't need to show up, he shows up. You know right. what I'm saying? Like, it's up and down. And I just think that he'll be best served coming off the bench, sixth man, running the second unit and cooking everybody's second unit if he still got it like that.
Ooh, if he still got it like that.
If he still got it like that, then he'll run the second unit. He'll kill. And then he'll still be probably in the end at the game of the fourth quarter and stuff like that. But Ty Lue has his hands full. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. I mean, might be a good problem to have.
if your guys can stay healthy, man. You know, I mean, PG and Kawhi. The thing about it is that PG and Kawhi got to stay healthy. And that remains to be said. And I'll be honest, too. This is probably the last year I would keep that team together.